With God, nothing is impossible. That obstacle that might be in front of you, well, God can knock it down anytime.
Amen.
Good news from I Am They on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And I'm going to take that to heart as we play the What Day Is It game today.
Because, think this is an obstacle that needs knocked down?
Well, I'm going to need a little help with this one, I'm afraid. You know how it goes.
I'm never quite sure if this is going to be one that'll be just a slam dunk for you or if it'll be a struggle. So we'll see how it goes. So the What Day Is It game, just for an explanation, I take a look at all the list of weird holidays that are every single day of the year. I think there were 15 for Friday. Like when I picked Fridays, I don't remember how many there were for today, but sometimes there's a lot. So I took two of those days that are real. They're today. We can celebrate. And then I made up a third one because it's fun. All right, so here's, and you and Beth are going to try to guess which day is the fake day that Ryan made up. So we got National Mannequin Challenge Day.
Okay.
Apparently formed back in 2016. It's the idea of where, like, everyone will freeze and take a picture of it for social media. The Mannequin Challenge.
Oh, okay. I think I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
National Pound Cake Day. Back when... they didn't have a whole lot of sweets, and sometimes the bread was just sweet, and that was your cake. I think that's about where that's from. And then National Grammar Day. Celebration of language and communication.
Grammar.
Yeah. I'm not.
Not your day.
Fan. You can't tell from listening. Whenever someone corrects my grammar, I'm like, did you understand what I said? If you understood what I said, then maybe my grammar will be correct in 30 years when everyone is saying it that way.
Oh, there you go.
Because it does change.
There you go,
I'll be a force for change. But anyway, one of these days is not real.
Okay. National Mannequin Challenge. You know, now that you think of it, I think I do remember something on social media, something at that point. But, you know, did it stay around long enough to be a national day? That's the question. National Pound Cake Day. I'm trying to remember if I've actually had like a true pound cake.
They're pretty decent. They're dense. Like, it's not like angel food. It's like,
brick. I love angel food cake. I do, but a pound cake.
I like it. You just can't have much. And then strawberries on top.
You
add the same toppings as you would angel food.
And then National Grammar Day. Now, this is one I can get behind, you know, because I was the person in, like, my English composition class that my classmates, you know, came to you know, correct their work before they handed it in, to the point where my classmates gifted me with a box of red pens. I carried a few people through that class. Yay. So, what day is not today? Just because it seems like it would be a social media flash in the pan, I'm going to say National Mannequin Challenge Day is not the real one.
Well, it was a social media flash in the pan, but it wasn't. It was not in March.
It is a day?
It is a day. It's in November, November 25th.
It is a day.
It is a day. National Mannequin Challenge Day, real day, but not today. So
it stuck around long enough to be declared a national day?
7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. So, but so in November you can celebrate National Mannequin Challenge. I actually looked up Mannequin Day first. That was what the day that came to mind, and this one popped up. It's like, oh, that's better. So I used that for today. But it is Pound Cake Day.
Hey.
And it is National Grammar Day. I have to watch all my P's and Q's.
I'm gonna go to the office supply cabinet and get a new red pen.
Cross my I's and dot my T's.
Do a little pen clicking. Here we go.
Here's Run to the Father from Cody Carr and Kinship Radio. Mornings with Ryan and Beth.